You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. The world's greatest radio. You're in touch with faith and family. Our mission is to share uplifting information that supports families in living more abundant lives. And I'm Reverend Dr. Carolyn Pettigrew, and this is radio the way it should be heard.
It starts in the ocean, and when I start my day, look slick, shower. After I shave, thank the Lord for all that God gave. Brush my teeth with the water, always see me with Fiji bottles of water. In the summer, it's hotter, take her swimming, you gotta make these opposites back up like lobsters, indigenous warriors.
Let's talk about Sister Serve with Miss Charlene Free. Welcome, Miss Free, to the Faith and Family community today.
Thank you, Dr. Pettigrew. It is my pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
Well, I am so glad that you are, and you've got some exciting news for us. So we'll just start talking about your initiative. Give us an overview of Sister Serve and sort of things like when did it start, what is the initiative, and what is your inspiration for starting it?
Yes, I actually started it October 8th of this year. And I have been blessed to start the initiative. We did that in partnership with United Faith Community Church in Reynoldsburg. We actually started doing that with a diaper and wipe drive that they have, and they also were giving adult diapers away also. And so we took some things, we gave away some things, we helped them with that for the community. And Sister Serve is made up of women from various backgrounds, various occupations, various creeds and ethnicities, all of that makes up the women who are a part of Sister Serve. At present, we have 23 members, which I think is excellent to say that we just started, not even just a little bit over 2 months. We actually launched it on the 8th of October. And Sister Serve is an initiative that's been in my heart ever since I was a little girl, 8 years old, in South Carolina. I didn't say anything to my parents about it, but I talked to God about it. And I said, Lord, one day I am going to start something that is going to help women and girls. And so, you know, sometimes you start things or you think you're going to start it at one point in life, and then God causes you to start it at another time. I thought Sister Serve was something I was going to do in my 20s or 30s. Well, that didn't happen. God allowed me to do it in my mid-50s, and I'm grateful because there's some things I've learned about leadership, some things I've learned in life that I did not know before that I needed to know now to be able to do this initiative. And so last year, as I was praying about it, God gave me the name Sister Serve because we are sisters serving other sisters, whether they are girls who are going to grow up to be women or whether it is those that are already women. And so it speaks to the heart of what I'm about and what I know God has given me to do, sisters serving other sisters. It is not that men and boys are not important, but this is a women's service initiative. And we are blessed to be able to partner with churches and organizations who are already doing projects where they need various hands to help with those projects. And so I'm very thankful. It's supposed to be that we only do a project once per quarter. However, after we did our kickoff on October 8th, we were blessed to be asked to partner with the 100 Black Women the 100 Black Women Coalition, not the national chapter, but the other chapter, and also Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, Mu Iota chapter. They invited us to be a part of a drive that they do annually for Christmas for families, where they give away hats, scarves, coats, gloves, and there's a full dinner that is also served to these families. And those families are of various ethnic backgrounds as well. And so we were able to partner with them on that last week. So we actually did two initiatives just starting our first quarter rather than just one. So that's been a blessing.
Well, it all sounds just wonderful. And there are a couple of things that immediately jump out at me about the Holy Spirit. You said God gave you this vision, this call, when you were 8 year old little girl in South Carolina, and you thought you would be doing it much sooner in your life, but it developed and God allowed you to do it later after you had learned many of the things God wanted you to do. And that's the way it is about calls. We mustn't ever get discouraged, because God gives us a call, gives us a vision, and sometimes we just have to wait for a while for all of the things to fall into place in order for us to live into that vision and live it out. So it's always developing, and it takes different shapes and may come out in different places. And I love the fact that you talk about it's diverse, it's multi-ethnic, it's multicultural, it's diverse in terms of faith perspectives. Mm-hmm. And you're serving sisters, serving other sisters, and I just love what you're saying and what you're doing. And, you know, sometimes we think it's going to be once a quarter, but God has other plans, and you're obedient in following those plans, aren't you? How does that feel?
Yes, yes, you're right. I did come to a point at one time, probably my mid-30s, early 40s, where I did say to myself, oh, it's too late. I didn't start it earlier, so it's too late to start it now. And I really, in a way, tried to talk myself out of it, but it was still something there brewing in my heart. Because when God calls you to do something, and when he gives you a directive, even though we don't always recognize that, we might think it's just something we want to do, but it's his directive actually pushing us to do that thing. And the fire was still there, and it never went out. And so just like Jeremiah said, fire shut up in my bones.
That's right.
And so I said, okay, God, what are you telling me? And last year he said, I want you to call it Sister Serve. He gave me that name, and he said, launch it next year. And so I have been obedient to do that and launching that this year. And it has been such a blessing. And yes, it is multi-ethnic. It is not where someone has to already be a part of a special service group in order to serve, but they do have to have the right heart, the right attitude.
Sure.
They have to serve, you know, what they say they're going to do, actually show up for it. Because a lot of times people will sign up for things, want to be a part of things because it sounds good or it's the newest thing going, but then when it's time to follow through on the commitment, we don't see that. And so I'm blessed to see that thus far the women have done that. And some of them, I admire them so much, because some of them are caretakers. Some of them are still working. Some of them have physical challenges of their own, but they never make that as an excuse, and they don't even let the rest of the group know that. I just happen to know those things about them, and I admire that they still will come out. And sometimes, you know, even with the two projects we've had, I'd say, well, that's okay. You can come another time. They said, no, I need to do this.
Yes.
I want to do this. I want to press my way.
Yes.
And that has been a blessing.
It is a big blessing. It shows that they're listening to God, too, to show them how they can share their heart, their love, their peace. It doesn't matter the circumstances. If they're willing, God can use them. And what I like,
yes,
too, when you said, oh, I thought it was too late. Well, you know, sometimes you think you're going to do something at another point in life, and you don't do it then because other things are required of us. And then at the right time, we do it. We engage in that service or that call, And that happens to be the perfect time because the conditions in the world and in the community are ripe for it, and the world needs that service at that time. And I think what you're talking about, our world needs that kind of serving and love and heart. Another thing I thought, too, is you want people to show up. And I wonder, do you have a covenant, any kind of written covenant, where people make a covenant, you know, with each other and through the initiative that they will be present and be there?
Actually, I don't have anything written, but this is what happens. Whenever I talk with someone, because sister serve is not something that you can just join, you have to be invited to.
Okay.
Even if you say that you want to be a part of it, I want to have a conversation with you before I say yes. And there are several reasons for that. I want to verbally explain to you what your commitment would be. And I've told the women, you don't have to come to everything. But I've asked everybody to commit to once a year. And everybody so far has said to me, oh, no, I'll be doing more than once a year. You're only asking us for once per quarter. But the thing is, I don't want it to be taxing on anybody. People have other things to do. They have lives. They have families. They have themselves, jobs, their own church, other organizations. And I'm not trying to be overbearing. I want Sister Serve to be a place that people love to come to serve. And so I talk with them, and then after that, they get a text message that actually has what I've just said about the parameters in there. Also, Sister Serve is a no-drama zone. I make
great.
No beefs or bones about that. You cannot bring drama to this group and stay with the group.
That's
because
right.
These women are giving up a lot. They're giving up themselves, and nobody wants to go to a battlefield when they're trying to serve others. The battle is supposed to be out there, not within the group.
No.
And so I will not allow that. I say that to people unequivocally. And those that are a part of the group, they are allowed to refer somebody to the group with the understanding that there's no guarantee that I'm going to say yes just because someone's been referred. Now, I have had some people that have expressed an interest in Sister Serve, and I have allowed some of them to serve, but still it's not without a conversation. It's not without you receiving the text information. They also, because Sister Serve has a logo and we also have t-shirts and sweatshirts, if you come to our event to serve, you must have that on. And that's actually an investment that they make. So if you're not willing to even buy your sweatshirt or your t-shirt, then you won't be able to do it. Early next year, we will be getting our federal background checks because of the fact that we will be working with girls as well. And although I'm aware of the fact that there is some work that we can do with girls where we actually don't have to have the federal background checks if the teachers are in there or if the parents are in there or whatever, but still, I want to have that so that entities that are allowing us to come in and be with and around their young people know that we have taken the extra step of making sure that everybody has their federal background check. And that is actually something that one of our members is helping us with right now. So everybody knows by the end of February, this is what we all need to have done. And I will be keeping all of that on file for our liability's sake, but also for the liability of the community. So even the things that I'm sharing with you right now are not things I would have known or understood had I launched this in my 20s or 30s. Certain other positions that I've had as I've learned and grown over the year, both in the church and outside of the church, I have learned about other things, even from legal aspects, what you need to do, how group dynamics need to work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a problem working with people of various races, then, you know, Sister Serve is not for you either.
That's
so there
right.
are a lot of things that the women have to hear and show that they're willing to do before they are put out there to serve.
With the public, you want to do that. Well, that sounds like wonderful screening, sounds like wisdom, And you're saying, you know, God is not the author of confusion. So when you show
right.
up, leave your confusion or chaos at the door. You're not bringing that in. I think
yes.
that is so important because we need that peaceful teamwork, loving teamwork. And yet you're not afraid of firmness and limits. And that's what sometimes people get confused about that. They think because it's you're a loving Christian or you have a faith or whatever, that you're not supposed to have boundaries. You're not supposed to have limits and that nothing is farther from the truth. We see that in the teachings of Jesus. And when you talk about the federal background check, I love that because that's the safety for you, your organization, and your volunteers, but a safety for your audience, the people who receive your services. And it makes you real and authentic if you and transparent, full disclosure. So that means that you don't mind being known. And so
yes.
That gives people a great deal of trust in what your intentions are.
Yes, and then we have another piece, too, on the end that I do state to the women once they agree, because here's the other thing, too, Dr. Pettigrew, Sister Serve is not a place that you come and see if you like it.
Okay.
If you don't already know that you want to do it from the beginning, I don't send you the full information. That's a waste of your time, a waste of my time.
Okay.
So you have to already know that you feel led to serve,
mm-hmm.
that you want to serve, and that you understand the dynamics of how this group works. It's not a, I'm going to come and see and make my decision.
No.
If
no.
you want to do that, you have to actually come to an event where we're already serving and you can observe us, but you cannot be a part of the group. It is not a photo op, although we do take photos, but it is not a photo op, and we're very careful because we don't take photos of those that we serve. We don't want
That's
to exploit
right.
or hurt them, but we take photos of our people doing something. They might be setting up something, or they might be posing as a selfie with two or three or whatever. We
yeah.
do that because we do need to have that. We're going to need that for our website that we'll be getting set up, and we'll need that for, you know, various things that we want to do as we hope to be able to get some funding. But It is a time that the women, even when we're finished doing what we're doing, then there's an opportunity to go to lunch together or to serve or to, I mean, not to serve, but to exchange. If you decide you want to exchange numbers, some of the women who didn't know each other, they've exchanged numbers. Now they text each other. They check up on each other. All of that has emerged from that without me giving oversight to that. They just know, we're going to lunch afterwards. If you want to come, that's fine. If you don't want to come, that's fine, too. Nobody's going to judge you. But here's another opportunity to fellowship and to get to know some people on a different level. And it has been wonderful, the connections that have been made. And also because we are a service organization, and I realize that some of these women are in multiple service organizations, I do keep track of the hours that they serve in case they should ever need that.
I'm alumni now, but we do, for our community service, we do have to keep track of our hours. I think that's wonderful that you do that, so you keep
yes.
track of the hours that they serve.
Yes, and then I'm also watching how well you operate within the group, because for every project we have, I write down the names of those who signed up to serve. Then I have actual for each project. So who signed up, who actually showed up. That way I know who showed up, and beside every person's name is how many hours we were there. Because if you can come and give us one good hour, let's say we have a 2 or 3 hour event, maybe you can't do all 3 hours. But if you come and say, I just want to serve, I just want to do something, and you give us one good hour, you're going to get credit for that 1 hour. I'm not trying to make this like school or where people are being policed, but a place that people love serving. So I wasn't sure how the women were going to take it when I told them that we had a second project within the first quarter and we just started. And they were like, we're ready to serve again. Where are we going? And that was a blessing, because that's the kind of atmosphere that I want to foster. We don't allow anyone who's less than 18 to be a part because of the fact that that changes the liability for insurance purposes and also even sometimes for branding. And so you do actually have to legally be an adult to be a part of our group.
That's good. I think that's good. That's important, and it's responsible because you're recognizing the difference in developmental stages with the ages, and that's very important. I especially also like the community building among the volunteers, that they have an option to choose to be a part of a community beyond the actual service assignment. I think that's lovely, too.
Yes, and so my goal is, because I will tell you, organizations have been reaching out to us right and left. I am so blessed. We have more than enough to do next year. We have some we could put on 2024 because people have been, can you come? Can you do? Will you do? Because they see that we will show up. They know we show up with the right attitude, being professional. But what I love is that I've never had to have a talk with anybody thus far and say, why aren't you mingling with the community? Why aren't you talking to the people? Why aren't you talking to the group? There's been nobody that's just come. Let's say we're doing a giveaway. There's been nobody that's been there that's just given something to the people and not spoken to them, not interacted with them, not tried to help them. It's just been wonderful. And that's another reason why I speak to everyone one-on-one, even if I know them. Right now, I personally know all of the women that are a part. As the group grows, I know that I won't know some people as well, but still I have to have a one-on-one with them and decide whether or not I'm going to extend that opportunity to participate. The worst thing that can happen is for somebody to be serving people and they really don't want to do it. Their heart's not there. People can tell that, even children. And that's the one thing that I don't want. I want genuineness. And if you're in a bad mood or you don't feel well or you can't do it, and then I have a thing about time, too. Please be on time. And sometimes they'll say, well, I'm coming from work. I'm going to get there at 6:30. I know we're starting at 6. Is that okay? I'm like, yes, come on. That's fine. I'd rather you come because you have a heart to serve. It doesn't matter. We'll still be here until whatever time. But the point is, the time that they give me thus far that they said they're going to be there, they're there. And so I'm very grateful.
Well, I think that's very important that you do that initial interview. And then you're
yes.
able to assess. You're talking about giving something to a person and not speaking to them or how they treat them. You're able to assess their people skills, their love for other people, their reasons for wanting to be a part of this, not for status, not for show, not for a resume, but because they actually have a heart for serving and sharing themselves. And so you're able to assess all of that before you invite them, and I think that's what helps you to have the success in the personal, interpersonal relationships that your volunteers have with your recipients. I wanted to ask you this. You said all organizations are already reaching out. What are they asking you to do? Not the names of the organizations, but what kinds of things are they asking Sister Serve to do?
They're asking us to come and help them with their projects, as I said, to be their hands. Can you come to this? There is an organization, and I don't want to say it before they do because I know be announcing it next year, but they have a toy drive, blood drive, diaper drive, and something else all in one. It's a full-day event on a Saturday from like 9 to maybe 4. And they have already said, we want you all to be a part of that. We know that you will do a wonderful job. And so because that is a heavy all-day event, I'm going to ask the ladies who wants to be here all day, who wants to do two-hour increments, who wants to do three-hour increments, and then let it go at that. We also, before I say more about what you just asked me, we have some who have some physical challenges. They cannot stand well. They cannot walk well. But I don't tell them that they can't serve. I let the entity know ahead of time, especially if it's something that we are going to do a lot of standing for. I have two or three people that cannot stand. They will need either assistance from the car, or they will need some place to sit and serve. Can you please have the chairs ready? Can you allow that? And they're like, yes. So I don't tell people they can't serve because of their physical limitations. But we also have those that want us to be a part of. I just heard from a school entity today that wants us to be a part of a literacy program that they have, because I also have a big area in my heart for helping children to develop a love of reading and to read better. There's a literacy program that I actually developed in another organization that they are no longer doing. And I was with another group last year that I was a part of, and I represented that group. And this school had a literacy event in the evening where the parents came and they gave books and all of that. So this person who was over that has now moved on to someplace else, but I still had their information. And so I reached out to them and said, if you're still having this event, I now have my own women's initiative. We would like to come. And so they are, they said, how would you like to be a part of a regional event, maybe setting it up and serving and all of that? So I'll be bringing that before the group to let them know what it is. And I know some of them are already interested, because some of them are educators or former educators, and they've actually mentioned something to me about, you know, I hope we'll be able to do something to help the kiddies read better or whatever. And so that's one of the things that we will be a part of. We'll be doing something with other women organizations who are helping women come out of human trafficking and some other things along that line. And so we are going to be, where we are lifting women up as we are serving. We can't do everything. We can't do it all. We can't be every place. But there are organizations, wonderful organizations, that are already doing some things where we can go and lend a hand. And our logo actually has two hands in it, a hand on the top that's giving, a hand on the bottom that's receiving. And so Sister Serve is designed to be the hands to serve others through other organizations and other groups that already have numerous things where they just need someone to say yes. Sister Serve is in a position and continuing to position ourselves where we can be that yes to some of those things.
I love that. This is very unique. You know that, Ms. Free? Because so often people want to start something out of the ego that lifts them up or what they think up. And what you're saying, it reminds me of a time when my cousin said to me about something, my hands will be your hands. And in a sense, I thought about that, and you just said your logo is showing that. Your hands, the hands of your women, are reaching out to help be the hand, to hold the hands of others that have work and projects that they are doing and missions that they are doing to help them be prosperous and be successful in reaching their goals for their audience. And I think that is so humility-centered. I really don't know what other way to say it, because that is really the essence of service. I just want to serve. I want to love. I want to give. And I think that as you're talking, you are attracting really a group of very unique women, because they have a passion, as you do, for loving and serving others, and in discerning what is the work that needs to be done, and then joining with those organizations or entities that reach out and say, we need a helping hand in getting our projects out. I love that. You're exhorters, you're lifting up, you're encouraging, you're lending a hand. I just think it's wonderful. It's unique. The concept is wonderful, and it's amazing to me that that's the way God would, and I know things have unfolded and they developed as you've grown, but that God would put that in your heart at such a tender age. Well, that is just praise the Lord moment, isn't it?
It is. It is. And to see it come to pass, my mom is deceased now, and so she, excuse me, is seeing it on over the balcony of heaven. I know she's
yes.
so proud. She and my great-grandmother, who really, really helped me to know the things of God. But my father's still living in South Carolina, and he said to me, I am so proud of what
mm-hmm.
you're doing. You are helping so many people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that is not the only thing that God created me for, but I know that God created me to be a person to serve others. He also created me to be a person to lead others.
That's
and
right.
And so I'm thankful that he's allowing me to put the two together. And I have women in the group who are skilled at certain things because we are in the process. We are registered as a business with the state already, but we're in the process of getting our 501c3 status. There are women in the group that already know how to help do that.
Sure.
They've already
sure.
said, we've done this for other organizations, and I've asked them out of respect, well, what will be the cost of you helping me? They said, nothing. We're part of the group. We're just
okay.
going to do it.
All
and
right.
so that is a blessing by itself. There are people that are skilled, some that have resources that they're going to allow Sister Serve to use to be able to get to that level where God would have us to be. I have another entity that's reached out to me and has said, we want to provide some training to you to do some things because you'll be able to use this to uplift your women that are part of the group. And so they don't know it yet, but for our anniversary, which will be in October, I'm going to do something special just for those who have put their hands to the plow to be a part of bringing the vision forth that God has given me. Additionally to that, I want to say this because this is very important, although I can't say which city yet, but Sister Serve will launch another division in another city next year. It is
okay.
tentatively set for April, and it was not on my agenda. God has been constantly showing me through Sister Serve that my thinking has been too small because I was thinking Columbus, I was thinking just a few people. And so as I mentioned it to someone who lives in another city, and I was just asking them to pray with me about it here in Columbus, and they said, well, can you bring that here? I said, no. They said, why not? I said, because these women don't live near there. It's too far. And they are not going to travel that far for service. And they said to me, I have the women, I have the projects, so why can't you come and launch it here?
Well, Miss Free, on that note, I need to take a quick break, and let's come back and talk about that.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio, the way it should be heard. Stay right there, and we'll be right back on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute. They told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Tess.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are 3B.
voices.
You want this drum over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about
it. I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run without scissors,
it's the least you can do.
This is the sound of confidence soaring.
Our mission is to educate, inspire, and honor.
This is the sound of honor roaring.
We should never, never forget those that gave their lives.
This is the sound of a generation rising above.
337 for Bravo Fox Papa.
We want to be involved in the education of young people so that they can take our aircraft and the stories that our pilots tell and realize their own dreams.
The Commemorative Air Force honors the heroes of yesterday while educating and inspiring the heroes of tomorrow.
Your future and how you live your life is dependent on how you think.
You can learn more at commemorativeairforce.org right now.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? in rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds. Can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Presenting Great Moments in the History of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Welcome back, our faith and family community. You know, the scriptures tell us that faith without works is dead. Our guest and her volunteers demonstrate active faith. So let's continue talking about Sister Serve with Miss Charlene Free. Now, Miss Free, when you were talking, you had said a couple of things, and I want to get back to your point about developing chapters in other areas. I think that's wonderful. You mentioned 100 Black Women. Well, they're a chapter here, and they're also all over the country. So that's really a blessing to be able to expand like that and to have other people join you in the mission. I wanted to also mention that congratulations that you're moving towards your 501c3 is a very important thing to a program, and you need that because that enables people to make donations to you, and those donations are tax deductible. And so you want to be that, a 501c3 nonprofit is what I was trying to think of. And I think that is wonderful. I have Spirit Care Ministries and Spirit Care Inc., and I'm a 501c3 nonprofit, and I think that is so important, and I'm glad to hear that you have members who are going to be able to help you with that and to get that done for you. Now, back to this exciting news about, this kind of goes in with what I was going to do the last 20 minutes about asking you about your vision and your plans for your organization. You're talking about your vision includes expanding to other cities. So would you like to continue to share that vision with us?
Yes, thank you for that. As I said, I was thinking too small. I was not thinking about moving into another city. I was just trying to be obedient to God here and get this off of the ground. And this offer to extend into another city, what is so exciting about it, it was actually made before our initial launch date, several weeks before. They said, bring it here. I said, well, I can't do that. And of course, I told them why, and they said, I have the women, I have the projects, so why can't you do it now? Well, then I had nothing else to say. And they said, and as you're working, there are several entities here that will probably be willing to do some funding. And so I mentioned it to the women who are already a part of the group. I said, and I know it's far, I said, but whenever the launch date is, I'll let you all know so that you can at least pray about it and look for it on social media. And some of them said, we don't need to do that. We'll be there. And that's without me even asking or anything. I'm so grateful. There are a few people that have told me next year that they will be And these are people who are not a part of the group, but they may be friends of people part of the group, or they've heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, next year we're going to give you a donation. I said, well, I'll have to let you know when I have the 501c3 mm-hmm. set up. They said, we can donate before then, because you're going to have things coming before then. We just want to be a part and a blessing. What you're doing, nobody else is doing.
No.
Nobody else is doing it this way.
No.
And we want to say, we actually want to have the privilege of saying we were some of the first.
Right. Nobody else is doing it like this. Like I say, most organizations, and this is okay. This is a positive. There's nothing wrong with it. But they start with a mission, a goal, and it goes forward with a particular project. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, we have entities in our community, and they give great service to our community. We wouldn't be as wholesome and healthy a community without them. You know, Children's Hospital, all kinds of places, Childhood League or whatever. But this is very different in that you're saying to these organizations, you have projects, you give service, and we want to help you carry out your mission with our hands. Our hands will join your hands and make you even more powerful and make your reach even farther and more significant and extensive in the community. And I just think that is beautiful, because it really embodies a core instinctive to serve and to give. And what love is at the base of that? It's just not ego-centered at all. It's just love and loving to serve and loving to do what God is calling to do in that moment and in that time. And I think it's so wonderful that you screen your people and you talk to people. And yes, word of mouth is going to tell people, you know, I belong to this organization, sister. Oh, I like that. But then they love it. They're interested. But they need to be screened by you, and you have the gifts and graces to be able to discern who will work out and who maybe needs a different placement. As some of the gifts and graces that you are looking for or that have turned out to be very helpful in your sister serve.
Women who are going to do what they say.
Okay.
Women who have a genuine interest to serve. Some mm-hmm. of these women have let me know they've wanted to serve with an organization, but they've not been able to find an organization where they could serve because they don't belong to a sorority. They don't, some of them don't have degrees. Some of them are not used to serving. Even the way that they grew up, some of them grew up outside of the United States, and so they may have had parents that basically kept them as a close-knit family unit, but they never really ventured outside of the family to do things, but yet they have a heart to serve.
Okay.
And so when I tell them what Sister Serve is like, they're like, I love that. Then there are some, they serve in two or three organizations already. They just love to go and serve and love on people, and it shows. I will tell you, last week, there was a little girl who was reluctant to come into the room. There were several rooms. She was reluctant to come into the room where we were doing the hats and the gloves and the scarves, because the dinner was in one room. Then we had different things happening. And although her parent was with her, and she didn't want to come in. And so this lady, who's a part of Sister Serve, looked at her and said, what's your favorite color? And the little girl said, blue. She said, we have some things in here that are blue. Would you like to come in and see all the blue things that we have?
Oh, neat.
So the little girl still was hesitant, and she said, I tell you what, you won't have to go alone. Your mommy's coming with you, and I'm coming with you. Let's go look and see how many blue things are in this room. That child followed her into that room, was able to get the things she needed and the things that she wanted, because they also had some school supplies and all of that. We didn't know that when we went, but they had that too. And so she left out of there with a smile on her face, and the lady told her name, and she told the lady her name, and the lady said, "You know what? You're going to be special right here in my heart. I'm not going to forget about you. I'm going to remember about you." So she told me about it afterwards, because I saw her talking to the child, but I didn't hear the conversation. So she told me about it afterwards. She said, "I'm going to keep that child in my heart, and I'm going to pray for her. She's special." Now, she didn't pray with the child at the time. Not everybody's open to that, and that kind of arena for that to be at that time. But she remembered the child, and she said, "I'm going to pray for her." And the person, the lady that reached out to that child, is going through a horrendous experience right now herself in her personal life. I know that. Mm-hmm. And she said, and I said, "Well, do you feel up to coming? You don't have to come." She said, "I wouldn't miss it. I need to be there." And she came and had a smile on her face. If I did not know what she was personally going through, I would never, ever believe it. It is really true. Oftentimes, God does not allow us to look like what we've been through. There are some who are not believers, and they know that a lot of us are, but it's so wonderful that they still want to be in our presence. We don't try to cram Christ down their throat, but they do see Christ in and all around them while they are with us. They see how we interact with them. They see how we interact with each other. And so they see the living Christ in us rather than just in the Bible that they would have to read.
Well, that's the witness, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the witness. You know, a lot of people think it's all embodied in just constantly beating people over the head with scripture and judgment and this and that and all. But the witness is love. The witness is love. That's what Christ did. That's what Jesus did. That's what God does. God is love. So what you are embodying is the faith in action, and you're embodying joy. You're embodying peace. You are witnessing to the life, as the song said, witnessing to the life you talk about. So you don't have to talk about it. You're living it. And so I love the fact that you are interdenominational and ecumenical, multi-ethnic, multicultural. That is the world we live in. That is the country we live in. And I think that is, we need more of that. And you certainly embody that. But the organization is not connected to any denomination or any organization. And so all are welcome. Now, before we go, I want you to tell our audience how to contact you. I don't know, do people contact you through email if they're interested in joining or interested in having you come and help them with their project? Do you have a Facebook page? You mentioned a web page. So please, just give us your contact information.
Yes, there are two ways that I can be contacted. We have not developed our website yet, and so you can go to my personal Facebook page, Charlene Free, and send me a private message. You can hit me on Messenger and let me know what it is that you want to know about, if you want to know about serving, or if you have something you want us to consider helping you with in terms of service. And I would need your name and contact information, of course, if you do that. The other way that you can do that is to send me an email, and you can send it to my email address, which is EYE, the word I, M as in mouse, Free, Free, Now, NOW, at yahoo.com. Again, that's EYE, M as in mouse, Free, which is my last name, Free, now, N-O-W, at yahoo.com. Please put in the subject line Sister Serve, because I get a lot of spam-type emails, or if it's a name of someone I don't recognize, I will not respond to it. I will just discard it. So please put in the line Sister Serve, and Sister Serve is spelled Sister Serve without the E on the end, S-E-R-V, instead of the E on the end. And I will definitely get back to you.
Ms. Freed, you were given our contact information. Can you give that again?
Yes. You can send me a private message on Facebook, on my personal Facebook page, Charlene Free. We have not developed a Facebook page or a website for Sister Serve yet, but you can send me a private message stating what it is that you want me to reach back out to you about, whether it's because you want to serve or because you have a project you want us to consider, or you can send me an email at E-Y-E, as in the word I, M as in mouse, free now, N-O-W, at yahoo.com. So E-Y-E-M-F-R-E-E-N-O-W at yahoo.com, and put in the subject line Sister Serve, which is spelled without the E on the end. S-E-R-V is on the end of Sister Serve, and then I will get back to you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, it has just been so wonderful talking with you this afternoon with our faith and family community. And as I said, listeners, we've been talking about Sister Serve with Miss Charlene Free, who is the originator of this initiative that is such a powerful serving organization. So thank you so much for being with us today, Miss Free.
Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this. It's been a pleasure, and I hope that you will continue to be blessed in all of your endeavors as well as your listeners.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Thank you. Now, listeners, we usually close with a poem or a prayer, and today I want to share the following. In the Gospel of John, the scriptures tell us that Christ said to the disciples, "Peace be unto you, as the Father hath sent me, even so send I you." What an amazing blessing. What an amazing blessing. And what an enormous responsibility Jesus gave us, the gift of peace, and asked us to share it with others. He asked us to carry peace in our hearts and share our peace with our works. Let us pray. Lord, make us an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, a pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is error, truth. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in forgetting that we find ourselves. It is in forgiving that we are forgiven. It is in dying to self that we are born to eternal life. Amen. We'll be right back.
So when does it start?
It starts in the ocean. And when I start my day, okay. Look slick, shower. After I shave, thank the Lord for all that God gave. Brush my teeth with the water always see me with Fiji bottles of water. In the summer, it's hotter. Take her swimming, you gotta make these opposites back up like lobsters. Indigenous warriors, we warrior up for water. Catch California slipping? Never. Let's say imposters, you already know. Cali mountain tops with snow. The Sierras in the Rockies. Snowboarding in the winter, surfing in the summer, feeling so cocky. I'm riding. We'll hit you with the super soaker. Life's got ups and downs like a roller coaster.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.